Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Let's get into the podcast.
Welcome to Podcast Gang.
Hey, what's up, Clay?
What's up?
Hey, Whit. How are you?
Hey, Clay. I'm Rod. What's up?
Hi, Rod.
How's it going?
Rod Barry, huh?
Cool. Yeah, that's me.
That's really cool. Rod, you look well lit in your...
I realized that my apartment was dark, so I turned on my ring light.
Oh, yeah, you look good in there.
Thanks.
That nice blue wall. Is that where you usually Twitch?
Yeah, well, depends. I either do it from my desk or I do it from my couch.
And people who don't really know Rod that much, when Rod looks at a porn magazine, he starts twitching, so he needs like a soft area.
No.
And do you have a PC computer?
I have a laptop and I have a desktop PC, yes.
You got two PC computers.
Yeah.
Very good, very good.
Yeah, it's nice.
Clay, remember when you were thinking about being a PC computer guy?
Yeah, that didn't last long, did it?
Why not?
Because I'm not a gamer, dude. I don't really care about that stuff.
What the hell?
I'm sorry, Rod.
Rod, was there ever a dip in your gaming?
What do you... Yeah, for sure. When we all lived together in Mar Vista,
yeah.
From then until I moved out of the mansion, I barely gamed at all.
It's because your mind was being just sort of intoxicated with all of these interesting ideas, conversations, yeah. All these new people coming through into your life.
Exactly.
Is that really why?
I think it was probably because I was broken. It's like really, it's an expensive habit to have.
What's expensive about it?
Well, yeah, Rod, literally name one thing that's expensive about playing games.
You have to buy like a console.
So what's that run you? 500?
Yeah, what does that run you?
Yeah, like $500.
You ever thought about getting a job or something like that?
I do. I have a job.
Well, and problem and solved.
What's a game? $19? $20?
$60.
Dollars?
For a new game? $60. Yeah, $60 for a new game. You can get games for $20 or whatever, but if you want the new games, it's going to cost you $60, $70.
And so why don't you just, you know, what do? You play Elden Ring all the time?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
And so that's just one game. You're playing that for what, a month?
I could probably play it for more than that.
Okay, that's $60 spread across 3 months? I mean, that doesn't seem like that
bad. Yeah, it doesn't seem like that much money.
Right,
I don't
know. It's like the
you
thing
spend
is,
that amount of money on old socks.
Yep.
On a day.
I mean, I'm not buying that many old socks every day.
Okay. So what's the argument? How's it an expensive habit? To me, it seems cheap as a rat.
Yeah.
Well, because you just need to keep buying stuff.
And you have a job, right?
I do have a job, but it's like that's just like the entry point is the $500. And then you have to buy new stuff all the time. And then if you want to be a PC gamer, you could spend $2,000 on a nice PC.
I mean, here's the thing with me, dude. Okay, we all know I'm a gamer,
yeah. Right?
I played my Batman game. I love my Batman game.
Uh-huh.
I wake up every morning. All I can think about is making some coffee, playing my Batman game.
Right.
And I thought, well, now I got COVID. I got to isolate. I'll play my Batman game, and I'll play Seasons Pass, I think is what it's called. It's where all these news stories that I downloaded, you can
right.
go and play. But guess what? I can't play them because I already played them. So now they say I got to beat the game again on some other shit called
oh
New Game
my
Plus
God.
In order to just go replay all that shit.
Uh-huh.
Are you joking my ass with that? Uh-uh. That's
with
a
New Game
flaw.
Plus, you get to use all your old... You got to use the stuff that you already acquired, and you get to beat it better.
Oh
I don't
my
care
God,
about
Rod.
That. Right. I don't want to drive that damn Batmobile all over town trying to crush tanks and shit. No. I just want to go and fight Mr. Freeze. Or I need to save Nora, Mr. Freeze's frozen wife.
You need to save her?
Yeah.
Is that what he wants to do?
Well, now in this story, it's actually quite interesting, Clay.
I'm all ears.
So we know what's up with Mr. Freeze, right?
Yeah,
tell me about it.
He's cold as a damn dog, and he's pissed, and he wants to freeze the whole fucking Gotham City.
Do you know about his wife?
Yeah, that. Yeah, I do.
What about her?
Man, dude, she is makes me bark like a dog.
He's basically nailing it.
But do you know anything else about her?
Shit, yeah. What? She's, dude, she's 6'3", 104 pounds.
Legs for days.
Legs for days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Couple long hot dogs walking on those.
She's a nice stack of ham. Yes, me.
Yeah.
Well, Rod, do you know anything about her?
She's like dying and she had to be frozen.
Okay, so did you notice how I only said nice things about her?
Well, yeah, that's true. But just to get to where I'm trying to go with this, what's going on with Mr. Freeze and Nora Freeze's wife, is that she's dying and he had to freeze her. But then while she's in frozen in there, they figured out how to cure her.
They cured Mrs. Freeze?
Enough to not have to be frozen anymore, but she still is sick. And she comes to and says, I would rather live for my remaining years and then just die than have to be frozen.
Right.
And Freeze cannot let that happen. So now he keeps kidnapping her and freezing her again.
Just over and over?
Well, I don't know. But Batman is trying to save the day.
That's a nice
situation because he does sympathize.
And this is for the DLC pack that you downloaded?
Oh, yeah. And it's a blast. It's an absolute blast. Anyway, I got to beat this whole shit again. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not bringing this shit to Toronto either.
No.
Really?
Nah, I'm not. I ain't doing it.
What are you bringing to Toronto? A guitar?
Yeah.
Wait, come on.
Leave the guitar home
and bring the PlayStation 5 or whatever you have.
I'm just not doing it because I don't like I just know that I'm going to be playing that shit all night long. I don't want to be doing that.
It sounds like a blast, dude. I'd rather be doing that than tuning an acoustic guitar, my man.
But I'm playing in interesting new tunings.
Do you
name one tuning?
Open D. D standard.
Rod, sit down.
What?
Open E.
It looks like he knows all the tunings, Clay. You're just kind of making you look like a fool.
Well, say about five more then. You're so confident.
Closed E.
See, Rod, now.
Huh?
Now who looks like a fool?
Clay's laying down on the main pod, which is how you know he's having a blast.
Yeah.
He's about to fall asleep.
I'm enthralled right now.
Yeah, he looks like he's not here.
I just downloaded Sin and Nancy, and it took me like fucking 2 hours to download that movie, and I'm ready to watch it, so you guys can speed up this podcast.
Why did it take you so long to download?
Dude, because I downloaded the Blu-ray rip, brother. That's 2 Gs, my man. 2 gigs.
Why are some movies so hard to find online? I don't get it.
I don't know. It's like that. I want to see that. I want to see the movie Shortcuts. I want to see the Woody Allen movie, that one I've never seen, the fake documentary movie. I want to see that.
Wait, what fake documentary?
The one that he keeps on, like, it's about a guy who's a shapeshifter. The movie starts with a Z. Zippy Doodah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Zippy. Yeah,
Zippy Doodah, the Woody Allen movie. So, and that's not online either. So, or maybe it doesn't start with Z. Wait, let me just look it up. Just pissed off.
Clay's mad, he has to get up.
Yeah, I have to shift my body weight over just a little bit.
He's still basically laying down.
Yeah. Woody Allen, and then I'm going to type in Z. Zelig.
Gotcha.
Zelig. You know about Zelig?
No, never heard of that crap.
Yeah, you can't really find it online. So,
Ron, have you seen any movies
recently?
Yeah,
I've been watching Sopranos.
Yeah, me too.
And then I saw the movie that we're going to talk about. But
where'd you see it?
I saw the AMC.
And did you see it amongst friends?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Name one. Just literally name one.
I only saw it with one person. I saw it with Darcy. There's only one friend, I guess.
Okay. You didn't invite Clay, though?
Yeah.
No, I get that you didn't invite me.
I should have invited Clay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just something to think about.
Clay, would you have gone with me to the movie?
I would not have. I would probably be laying down at the time that you had called me, and I would cuss you out for even trying to make me get up from laying down.
I'm gonna be
Clay's
honest.
Been what?
Literally 0% chance I would call you to ask you to go see a movie.
Yeah, I almost saw a movie.
I'd shoot you a text.
I almost. Thank you, Rod. That's why we're friends, Rod. I almost saw a movie today, and I mean, I still can, but I just won't.
What?
I was almost gonna see what's that fucking Memoria? Because it's a movie that is only going to be playing in a movie theater. It will never be released.
How is that?
Well, they're just good. They're going to go one city at a time, and right now it's at the Newark, and it's they do that because there's something about there's like an audio thing in the movie that it's like it's only worth having the story be told with that like in a theater setting. I think. And so I'm like, well, I'm not going to get that many chances to see this, so I might as well go. But then you have to drive to the West Side. But I don't know. I'm not committing to seeing it yet. But
I would go if I didn't have COVID-19.
Yeah. So, you know.
I mean, I kind of want to see Ambulance. That's the only thing I want to do.
Yeah.
Is it Am Los Angeles good? Ants?
Yeah. I don't know if it's supposed to be good. I'm interested in Michael Bay, what he's trying to do.
He seems creatively fulfilled.
Yeah. Whatever he's trying to do with like a new dumb thing, I'll sign me up.
Yeah. I'm ready to talk about. So we saw them. I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once, and I saw it at a theater called Epic. In Florida.
Oh, you saw it like while you were still there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I saw it because I had to check out of the hotel really early, and I had nothing to do, so I just like went to a theater next to the airport, which was like called Epic, and it's a gigantic movie theater that has like big screen and like a bigger than normal theater screen, and. Fucking big ass sofa chairs. So,
nice. Do you like that?
Yeah, I like it. Sometimes, like, I get a little too comfy and I want to fall asleep. But
yeah, I'm not big on the sofa chairs.
Yeah,
like a sofa chair, like there's a just like a actual like a regular sofa, or is it like just like a reclining chair?
It's I think a reclining chair. It looks and feels like a lazy boy.
I'd like a reclining chair. One time we saw the Avengers and they had reclining chairs and it was great because I just really did want to go to sleep.
Yeah, that was on my birthday and I'd say there was 10 people there, 6 of them fell asleep.
Yeah, it was great.
There was at one point I looked around and pretty much everybody was asleep.
wait, you're gonna be in fucking Toronto for your birthday. What the hell?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, Whit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's the life. Yeah. But yeah, I don't like these recliner chairs. Makes people too comfortable. Now I have friends with dumbass movie going rules to where they'll only go to movies if they got those chairs.
Yeah, I don't like that.
We don't need shit. We don't need all this shit, man. Get rid of everything in the world.
Right.
Rod, everything?
We need to get rid of everything in the world.
Sometimes I think it's fun to go see a 4DX movie.
Nah, get rid of everything in the
world.
Yeah,
get rid of that too.
Everything in the world.
I don't want my chair to sneeze on me. So
What about when you get that little hit in the back?
I don't need all the lights to come on. Every time somebody there's a gunshot, all the lights turn on.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, cool. That's not great.
That's stupid. I'm not falling for this. I'm not, my brain's never gonna like subconsciously think there's a gunshot in the theater.
Yeah. So we all need that.
Yeah.
Get rid of everything in the world all the time.
But the punch in the back does work sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just nice to get a little punch in the back every now and again.
Mm-hmm. Set you straight.
Yeah.
Where did you see this little movie?
I went to the premiere with Mitra.
Oh, boy.
Of course.
Yeah. Forgot.
What?
I forgot that's how you see movies now.
Yeah.
I feel like it every is. Movie you see you basically go to the premiere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big whoop.
You see all your friends?
Yeah, a lot of my friends are there.
You see Daniel?
Yeah, I did.
And you saw Daniel?
I saw one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Jamie Lee Curtis was there.
Wow.
There's a lot of paparazzi there for her. This is a funny thing, this paparazzi. Because paparazzi, like, straight up doesn't exist for new people.
Right.
New celebrities.
Uh-huh.
But if you were famous in like the time of Jamie Curtis, like, you know, her time when she was like new and getting really famous.
Uh-huh. She's got to be famous for a long time.
I will just say I did notice that because like after I saw you right after the screening, you're going through your phone and you were like, oh, dude, look at this photos I've took at the premiere. And they're all of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's interesting. And then you said, oh, you're like, oh, you like these photos? I go, yeah. He goes, well, how much would you want for them? Is what you asked me. And I'm like, what, you want me to buy these photos?
Yeah.
You go, yeah,
and
like
you did,
three.
And you did because it's a good investment.
Yeah, I bought like two or three of them.
For mm-hmm. like $5,000 a pop.
Well, yeah, but that was just in case if I was going to run an article with her.
It's a good investment. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Clay's always kind of running an article or something. He's just
and I said, "Is this fungible?" And you said, "Yes."
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Good.
And I said, "Now I'm hungry."
Yes.
We went and got fungibles at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I love fungible.
But yeah, so it's funny because I've been to two movie premieres now, like these types of movie premieres. If there's one, like one of them had Sandra Bullock, right? So she's like that era, like '90s. If you're famous in the '90s, pretty much.
Right.
There's paparazzi and they're taking pictures of Sandra Bullock. They don't have any interest in anybody else. Not even Channing Tatum. He wasn't there, but I assume.
What about like Daniel Radcliffe? They don't care about him.
Didn't seem to really. And then Jamie Lee Curtis. They got all these other movie stars in this movie. They're just there for Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right.
They want to get those Jamie Lee photos. Everybody's got pictures of Michael Myers. They want her to sign and stuff.
Oh wow.
So yeah, weird. It's just what's up with the paparazzi with the new celebs? Does Chris Pratt get hounded with pictures
I bet he does.
What's his name? Star-Lord?
Of Parks and Rec? He has to sign copies of Parks and Rec on DVD.
That'd be awesome. My dream is that someone chases me down with a DVD I made.
Yeah.
That's how you know you've made it, dude. A DVD going, please sign my 720p DVD.
Yeah.
You think there'll ever be a DVD of The Civil Dead
in 720p?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's gonna be a bundle.
You can
get a 720p DVD in a paper sleeve with a signed poster and a wig of Clay's haircut.
Who would they bundle our movie with if they were gonna do like a Walmart bundle?
Maybe another evil.
Oh yeah. Right? Yeah, no, that's a smart Carson Mells movie. Another evil.
Yeah, like a Carson Mells or a maybe like a it, you know, I'd be pretty cool if there was like a Queen of Earth two-sided DVD. But you know, I don't know.
I think Civil Dead, Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yeah.
Well, that's a real combo. There's a real stark difference there.
What do you mean?
Sometimes these movies are on the same level sometimes.
Yeah.
That one is totally.
What's different?
It's like, I guess there's no real.
Well, that one is too, it's too funny.
Yeah.
Makes you laugh too much. Yeah. Watch it.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is the funniest thing in the world.
Huh?
Little kids.
Huh?
Little kids. Honestly, that they're not the problem with that movie.
I've never seen it.
The little kids are funny in the movie.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm just annoyed with the Stranger Things vacation of movies. And I think we're at the tail end of that. I don't think that's that thing happening anymore.
Podcast actually is really funny, and he's actually the star of Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's a podcast.
The problem with the Ghostbusters movie is it's another Ghostbusters movie, but it just straight up doesn't need to be. It's just like that other Ghostbusters movie they did in 2016.
Uh-huh.
It's like, can't this just be a different story about like a family moving into a house that has some history?
Yeah.
Can't this be a different story about some women who like are scientists and they figure out something?
Yeah.
Why is it got to be the damn Ghostbusters? I guess that's the only way a movie gets made nowadays. But
we just need that logo.
That is true. You do need that logo.
All right. So what's happening in this movie?
So Everything Everywhere All at Once is a movie that is about a woman who owns a laundromat with her husband. They're Chinese immigrants, and they have a first-generation daughter who is gay. And they also live, I think they live with their one of their dads, who's pretty traditional, older guy. And the daughter's unhappy because the mom is a miserable person, and she's in a crumbling marriage with her husband. And the daughter's unhappy because the mom won't be open about her sexuality with her grandfather. So then the mom and they're getting audited, and out of nowhere, her husband, who's sort of like a dork, who's played by the guy who's now a grown up, but he was he's in Goonies and he was in Indiana Jones. He goes, "Hey, guess what? I'm not myself. I'm somebody else. I know how to fight." And he does all this fighting with a fanny pack. And this is a blast.
He does that to hurt people?
He injures them.
Uh-huh.
Because they're trying to get him. Because she's doing dumb stuff with text. And he goes, "All you got to do is put on the Bluetooth. And then you think of something that is the opposite of what the universe would expect you to do. And that way you can tap in to other crap."
Uh-huh. Tap into a different life in a different universe.
And so they do that all throughout this movie. And they find the bad girl. And the bad girl is the daughter.
Oh, that's a spoiler.
Yeah, you spoiled it.
Yeah, you're going to want to go.
Oh, sorry. Spoil. So spoil forward until
now. And then no more spoilers here on out. And what else happens?
They're fighting in all kinds of interesting ways.
Uh-huh.
Bouncing off walls, bonking butt plugs in their butts.
Uh-huh.
They're eating chapstick.
So if Rod had to jump things, he would just have to not be horny for 1 second.
I don't know if I could do that.
What would my jumper be? That I have to eat like barbecue buffalo wings or like barbecue hot wings?
No, yeah. No. You have to go to Chick-fil-A and order the soup.
And Clay's would have to be that
leave my house.
He left his house.
Clay said he just has to have a sip of water.
Yeah.
Quick, grab me some water.
Yeah.
No, but I would never. You'll never see me at a wing spot eating barbecue wings.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Remember when Rod thought he would?
I'll get the barbecue wings.
Yeah, you'll cheat. Remember when Rod tried to pull a fast one on us by getting barbecue wings?
Yep.
When we did the 50 wings for charity?
Oh, yeah.
And it ended up, he fucked himself.
Yeah.
And he raised less money for charity because of his own ego.
Mm-hmm.
I think we raised all the same amount of money.
No.
No.
You raised less.
No,
me and Clay raised, because of that, me and Clay both raised 40%
more.
And then you raised whatever is left over.
To 60%?
No, 20.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, no. We both did 40.
You guys both got 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you only got 20 instead of splitting.
But we all did it together.
No. Well, you didn't finish, though. Me and Clay both had 50 delicious hot wings. Crispy to the touch.
I truly have never felt more sick than after that night.
How many did you eat?
I think I only ate like 37 or something.
37?
Rod, come on.
You ate less.
I've never felt worse.
Because there's way more sugar, I think, in the barbecue. Yeah. So you got filled up.
It was like worse than being hungover. And it lasted for like 3 days.
I didn't feel that bad. I had 33 with ease. I had 33 buffalo wings with absolute ease. When did you start getting chewing slow, Clay?
I think around 30, I started chewing slow. It kind of came in a little early for me. And
then I had a really hard time until like 42. And then after that, I just, something happened. I think I just stopped chewing and I just started swallowing.
You started inhaling them?
It went to a point where I physically couldn't, like, I couldn't tell my body to chew.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I couldn't tell my body to swallow. Like, I couldn't, like, whatever muscle that is, it just couldn't engage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it pissed me off. And so I screamed.
Mm-hmm. You were pissed and you did scream, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
What a night.
It was a blast. Anyway. Yeah, so they're fighting all over the place, bouncing off the walls and bunking each other with signs and shields. And the best sequence for me in the whole movie is, because I love movies, is when she goes to the alternate universe. This movie's got all these different universes. It's a multiverse. Where she's a movie star and they just talk in the alleyway where the guy has like a cigarette.
Oh, the Wong Kar Wai part.
What is it?
You know, the filmmaker every film student likes, Wong Kar Wai. He did Chungking Express.
Yeah, that part looked a lot like Chungking Express.
Yeah, because they did like the flat. Like, remember they would have the B-roll of like, it looked like a slow, the camera was like sped up. And everyone was just like blurry and people are walking through the street.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, that was in Chungking Express, but go off with. I didn't understand that part of the movie, honestly.
What do you mean?
Like, what was she trying to get from the guy?
She was just talking to him.
Yeah.
But what was their, I just didn't follow like what their trajectory was.
So they, I mean, should I just talk about it? I don't know.
Yeah.
So they were, so she, that was a life that she did not get married to her husband in the other worlds.
Right.
Right.
That's but a, they were planning to get married?
Yeah, she was going to get married to him, but then she decided to stay.
With her dad.
With her dad. And then she also learned Kung Fu.
And then she got really successful.
And then she became a movie star. Yeah.
And now he's also successful on doing something else and goes to her movie premiere and they're talking and I can't remember what happens, but he ends up walking away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I love this. Oh my God. And then I realized the reason I love it is just because it's a couple guys talking.
Yeah.
And that's just this kind of movie I like. I mean, I like this movie a lot too, but I'm like, this is the best part of this movie. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's just two people having a conversation. Yeah.
It's like all this action stuff is actually really cool and shit, but like, give me more of this. Two people talking. Yeah.
I love that stuff. Ooh. But it is cool to see like the dude. Me and CJ always used to talk about how what a missed opportunity that they never just did a short round Indiana Jones as like a sequel, like now where doesn't like that feels like a natural continuation of that story that isn't force with like making an old guy put on a fedora,
making Shia LaBeouf his son.
Yeah, but now, But I'm like, well, now this guy's back and he's such a charismatic actor. I'm like, cool, maybe they'll slap his ass in one of these.
What happened to him? It felt like
his story is interesting. It's like he said he got cast in Indiana Jones and Goonies, and those are his first two parts. And he thought, well, this is Hollywood. Like, little, I'm a kid. I'm like this little kid. And I'm like an Asian fucking actor that is in these two big movies, and this is as easy as it is. Just like, and then after, he just said he just got so lucky with those two parts, and then after that there was nothing really for him, and so he started taking jobs like behind the camera, working as like a whatever PA, I don't know, just different jobs behind the camera.
Oh, a camera then, PA.
A camera PA. And then he saw it, just disheartened by the whole industry. Because, I mean, look at when do you remember a movie that isn't already that guy?
Right.
That has a kid actor who's an Asian guy in it. I'm like, I truly can't think of any other than those two movies, and he's in them.
Right.
So, and then he saw Crazy Rich Asians a few years back, and he was like, oh, I want to, this, that inspired him to try to get back into acting, and then he auditioned for this, and then they cast him.
I mean, I one of the best castings.
Yeah, he's so awesome. And he has the same exact voice that he did when he was a little kid.
Yeah, he's so good.
Anyway, I love that part of it the best. Mm-hmm. And they're bouncing around, running around. Basically, what you kind of learn is it's a whole journey about you know, the daughter, because of how her family has treated her, has become sort of a nihilist. And it's sort of saying that that's bad, but maybe it's not actually that bad. You just have to learn how to accept each other. And there's all kinds of lessons and moments
at the end of
where
it,
characters.
You've learned so many lessons.
Yeah.
But it's
I walked out of that theater going, should I be nice?
Yeah.
I really wrestled with
and
that.
And Clay has been a lot nicer.
Yeah.
It's kind of changed Clay in a way.
Yeah. But it's a movie that means a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Definitely, people definitely should go see it out there. I like, there's funny little moments with hot dogs, and see it for the hot dogs and stay for the burgers.
Right.
Exactly.
This movie, I would say this movie is like a normal movie, but it was dipped in random sauce. Did y'all get that feeling too?
Yep, and I like that.
Yeah, a little bit of random sauce is actually really a tasty movie experience, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of it, Rod? I give it 10 out of 10.
I mean, I had a great time. It's all the action scenes are really fun, and I did learn to be nice, so I'm gonna try that out a little bit. And
you should try it. You need it more than most.
So I think I'm gonna have to give this movie a perfect 10 out of 10.
Right. Yeah, I walked into the theater going, can't wait to see this normal movie, and my socks are blown off with how not normal it was. So I give it 10 out of 10.
Damn, that's actually a perfect score all around.
Yeah,
it is.
That's really good.
Yeah, and then I went straight home and got
wait,
my...
Wait, can I ask you something?
What?
Did you have COVID when you see this movie?
No. Because that was a long time
then ago. After the movie, did you get COVID?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
No, it was just me. Just
checking. You think we're going to get COVID because we saw the movie, Clay?
No.
I mean, Whit didn't have the COVID before he saw the movie. And now look at him.
No, you won't get COVID if you see the movie.
I didn't say that. I just, you know.
I'm not gonna guarantee that you won't.
Yeah.
But you probably won't.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you saying? What?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Because of the brain fog.
Yeah. The brain fog.
Damn, you got brain fog already?
One thing about having COVID is there was 2 days of COVID where I would sleep all the time.
Yeah.
But then that ended. And now I'm just a normal guy who can't do anything. And that I kind of miss when I like was asleep all the time.
When do you think you'll be able to leave the house?
When I test negative.
Well, I mean, are you thinking like maybe all the stuff I've been reading, I'll probably test negative on this day.
I'm thinking tomorrow or the next day.
Okay.
And then we're going to party?
Yeah, we're going to Hooters.
Why don't you just test yourself in 30 minutes so you can see a memorial with me?
Well, I already tested myself today and I got it still.
So I probably need to test myself again because I saw your ass the other day.
You were like 10 feet away from me. Outside in your car.
But all the stuff that you wanted me to mail, I did put in my mouth, so.
Oh, Clay, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, no, when I was doing it, I'm like, I really shouldn't be doing this, but, you know, the bags are here.
You want to see what it tastes like?
I got to see. I'm gonna see what it's like to put this in my mouth. So, like.
Not even Clay. About taste, just to put it in.
Yeah.
That reminds me of something that Clay actually used to do, which was like a weird habit. Yeah. When he would get into my car, when we first moved to LA, he would put his left hand in the passenger seat onto the stick shift. That was like his comfort. Do you remember when you would do this? Your like comfortable place to have your hand was on top of the gear changer thing.
Yeah, oh yeah. And that seems something a grandpa would do.
Yeah.
A grandpa would know better, right?
Well, this is baby.
Well, it's not a stick shift. I mean, we're not changing from drive often.
But just to have your hand there is just like I would make me uncomfortable.
And there's a lot of more dangerous things I used to do, like when I used to throw water bottles.
Yeah, at my brakes.
Your brakes?
Yeah.
Why? It's so stupid.
I had a friend who thought it was like really funny to, if he was in the passenger seat, to take his foot and try and like mash it onto the gas pedal.
Seems like someone I would have hung out with.
He thought that was like really funny to do.
We were hanging out with Raleigh in Florida, and a thing that we used to do was we would drive and just be like, "You want to change seats?" And we would change seats while we drove. But that's when we were watching Haggard and CKY and the Dudesons every day.
Yeah.
What happened to the Dudesons? Are they okay?
Who knows?
They probably, man, those guys are crazy.
They probably chopped their heads off as a bit.
And yeah, forgot that they needed
their brain to live.
Yeah.
How come the Dudesons are so insane? I don't understand.
Well, I mean,
it's like too much.
I think what happened really is they all have YouTube channels now, and I think they do quite well.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But, yep, they probably had great DVD sales. Probably lived off of that for a while, because they were in fucking Walmart, I feel like. But, who knows, gang? Anything else we need to talk about besides this Everything Everywhere All at Once movie?
Yeah, no, I think that's it.
It's going to be gone for like a month.
I know. But anywho, gang, that's the podcast. What's going to be gone? I'm going to be gone. I think Rod's under house arrest, I think. That's what it seems like.
No, I can do whatever I want. I just don't have a car anymore.
Mm-hmm. Would you agree with me that this whole car thing is just Rod just got house arrest and he's trying to like make up for... He's trying to make something up to have it be believable why he's at his house all the time.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
I can still go over to your guys' houses.
But you're not over at our houses right now. Interesting. Okay.
Well, you said that we were going to do this on Zoom, so I thought... Whit has COVID.
COVID-19.
We all know he's just messing around. He doesn't.
Yeah, y'all come over.
Yeah.
All right, see you in a little bit.
Okay, see ya. Or going to Wits. Okay, bye, gang.
See ya.